Gemara in the bottom of the Aflam Tazam Adalf is on a machlekes if mecha is b'fnei shnayim or b'fnei shloisha. And the Gemara says at one point that they're arguing in the dinner of Huna that kamilsa the mesam b'api tlasa leis ba mishum lishna bish. Anything which is said in front of three people does not have an isra of lashon hara. And what's the beer in that? So the Rashbam brings down Ramsha from his Rabbeim. He says b'chor b'sein mefarshim the gabim mecha nami lashon hara ika, that every time you're being meicha b'chor there's a problem with lashon hara. The kamer plani gazanu. Because you're saying, the Edom are saying, the plenty is a gazan, so it's Lashon Hara. So how are you allowed to do that? So he says that if you hold that, if Mecha is b'fnei shnayim, so b'fnei shloisha, you have the heter that if it's one of three people, it's not Lashon Hara. But if you have to say in front of two, it's not going to work because that's Lashon Hara. He says, Misama kemei trei, lo havi Mecha, mishum disu, mishum lishna bisho, b'li yomri lo lamachzik. If you say in front of two people, no one's going to say to the machzik, because to go ahead and say this would be Lashon Hara, and for that reason, it would be also to say such a thing, and it wouldn't be a Mecha. That's always Rabbi Yom Lur. Now, the Shvam doesn't like this chat, and he says, V'la milsehi. This is not correct. Odami lashon har klal. This has nothing to do with lashon har. The ikr mecha, hainu mishum debinin shiava davar la'izim shal machzik. The whole point of the mecha is that eventually the machzik should hear about it. The mitzvah hi loy malay. It's a mitzvah to tell him, kideshi zar b'shtar, they should be nizar within shtar. So, kach tiknu lamar shimcha b'fnei edem kideshi yitzir yisar kol. And that's the whole purpose why they're misaking that it should be mecha. In order they should be might see the kol. And therefore, like the Shvam, there is no issue of lashon har here. For people to go out and go ahead and tell other people that plenty is being machzik the karka begazanusa, that bichlal is not lashon hara. And the question is, what does Rashba mean? Why taka is that not lashon hara? L'chor, what they're saying is lashon hara. And the pashas would be, I think the pashas in the Rashba would be that this is the het of l'tayelis. That being they're doing l'tayelis to help the machzik, that would not be lashon hara. This is how the Chavetz Chaim seems to learn it in klal yud. That this is based on the het of l'tayelis. The Chavetz Chaim adds something over there. Not only is it l'tayelis, but they're not even saying that he's a gazan. They're not saying that we know that he's a gazan. They're saying that we heard that he's a gazan. People say that he's a gazan. So being that they're not actually, you know, claiming that this is for sure true, and it's l'tayelis, therefore there would not be a problem of lashon hara. I was bothered a little bit with the lashon of the Rashbam. The lashon of the Rashbam is that l'dami lashon hara klal. This has absolutely nothing to do with lashon hara. Now, if it's a het l'tayelis, then why did you use such a lashon? It's not lashon hara at all. It is lashon hara, but it's mutter l'tayelis. We're mata lashon hara l'tayelis. What's this lashon of l'dami lashon hara klal? Sounds like it's more than just the het of l'tayelis. So it could be the pshat is like the maybe this is a riot or l'chana writes in the kavod zaris and yavamis and simanayin. L'chana writes a yisayid in the het of l'tayelis by lashon hara. He really says it by all. This is benanim l'chaver, right? That it's not the pshat that you're doing a dvar iser, but if it's a tayelis, we're matter l'tayelis. In other words, like a get of dechia. I'm doing something wrong, but being that there's something good that comes out of it, so the tayelis is mattered because of the good that comes out of it, even though it's a davara. He says it's not the pshat, but the pshat is that the whole iser lashon hara mitchila is only also if it's derech hashchasa v'kilkol v'nitzayin. The iser is don't do something and don't do lashon hara. Don't be mesap lashon hara. Don't harm your friend. If you're doing it derech hashchasa v'kilkol, you're doing it in a way which is done in order to hurt him, in order to cause damage, in order to be a davara. But if you're not doing it derech hashchasa v'kilkol, then that's not iser b'chal. That's not iser lashon hara. That's pshat in the hetel l'tayelis. The tayelis means I'm not doing an act of lashon hara. The cheftz of lashon hara is derech hashchasa v'kilkol. If I'm doing it l'tayelis, it's not a cheftz of lashon hara at all. So l'fi that the lashon of the Rashbam would make a lot of sense that this is not lashon hara klal. There's another interesting svar in the Meiri, which might also be pshat over here. The Meiri seems to be saying a different pshat. He says that afal pi sheyish kan ktsas lashon hara shayim alav shegazan. Even though there is a little bit of lashon hara because he's saying he's a gazan. So Zakta Miri, really, there is a little bit of Lashon Hara over here. So he seems to say it is Lashon Hara. He's not exactly going with the Het of the Tayelis, but being that it's Iske Mammon and they're not being Mechavim for Lashon Hara, they're being Mechavim for Edis, that is not an issue of Lashon Hara. So he seems to be saying a little bit of a different Svara, that it's not the Het of the Tayelis, but when you're doing it B'derech Edis, you're doing it in Yani Mammon, then that's what the Torah wants. The Torah wants a person to be made. That's not called Lashon Hara at all. That's not a Chafz of Lashon Hara when it's being done B'derech Edis. That's, you know, the whole Het to be made. The Torah is saying, I want you to be made, even though there's a davara involved. So anything which is in Yan Edis and Derech Mammon, according to the Miri, that is in the Kavanah, is not for Lashon Hara, that would not be Aser Mishum Lashon Hara.